The leader of the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in North Dakota says his group will have enough signatures to get the measure on the November ballot. David Owen of Grand Forks chairs Legalize ND. His group needs 13,452 valid petition signatures by July 6th. Owen says circulation of the petitions began January 6th.
We are currently at a little bit over 1,400. We may be as high as 2,000. We haven't done our weekly count yet. So we are on schedule, and we'll be on the November ballot, assuming everything goes well.
Owen says he has three main reasons for legalization. One, the cost of putting people in prison for marijuana offenses.
You spend about anywhere between $38,000 and $42,000, depending on the fiscal year. To put that into perspective, a semester at UND is about $5,000. So you could either send a student to UND for 4 years or incarcerate one person. The cost to the state is immense and inordinate for something that's comparatively harmless. We're not talking about murderers here. No problem locking them up. We're talking about someone who smoked a joint in their house and didn't harm anybody.
Owen says a second reason is the state's workforce shortage. He says the biggest barrier to filling some of the jobs is a lack of education, and a barrier to education is the unavailability of student loans. He says if you have a marijuana conviction, you can't get a student loan. Owen says a third reason for legalization is the potential for marijuana as a cash crop in North Dakota.
It is a huge potential boost to our farmers, not to mention the retail sales will help fund the taxes that can go to schools.
Owen says his group was criticized in 2018 for having too broad a measure. He says this one is more limited, and he thinks there is broad support for it. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.